sit back down. Sit like everybody nowadays, Hollywood. Oh, it's like that now. I'ma show you mother how to act now. I'ma show them how to act. I'ma show you, I'ma show them how to act. Okay, now picture little Bobby, just a younger, run around with his man's hammer in his hand, feeling like a man. Run, mother, run for the po-po, get the gun, put it to your brain like. Everybody know you ain't about it. Everything you talk about, I know I can live without it. Red light, stop, green light, go. Everything ain't what it seemed like, motherfucker, I know. Hold up, what you mean, where you been? Been dropping in, this is merely the beginning again. What you been living in? A box under the bridge, like Anthony Kiedis. Looking for something to complete us and maybe lead us in the leaders. Hell of a long way from equalist, how they treat us. Body of a builder with the mind of a fetus. Turn on the television and see the vision they feed us. And I wish I could erase that face facts. Everybody, people.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
That was Everybody by Logic. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you Censored.
We kick off from our show after the local news and weather. Go figure, in my blood.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands. From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC hands-on radio daily news. I'm Philip Grant. The Albany Times Union reports that on August 8th, the Public Service Commission approved Berkshire Cable Corporation for cable and internet franchise agreements in Ancrum and Austerlitz. Public Service Commission Chairperson John Rhodes said, and I quote, "Approving these franchise agreements promotes consumer choice and provides new service offerings in the respective communities while enhancing competition in the telecommunications marketplace," end quote. Berkshire Cable Corp. will provide cable television and internet with speeds from 25 megabits per second up to 1 gigabit per second to homes in the two Columbia County towns. They'll compete with Charter Communications there. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Republicans will get their seat in the Ulster County Legislature as Brenda Maloney, the widow of former Ulster County Legislator James Maloney, was appointed August 8th to fill the rest of her husband's term. Democrat Brian Cahill withdrew his name from consideration at the last minute, and one Democrat and one Independent voted with all Republicans to keep the seat with the GOP. About 20 years ago, another legislator's wife was appointed after a death, and Republicans cited that as a precedent for why they should hold the seat. Maloney represents District 4, including the town of Kingston and some of the town of Ulster. Cahill previously said he wanted to be appointed to the interim seat and that he was running in November for a full term. Cahill says he was told Republicans wanted to leave the seat open for the rest of the year, and that's why he threw his hat in the ring. Cahill wrote in a letter read to the legislature before the vote, and I quote, "Leaving the district unrepresented was not an adequate solution to me and grossly unfair to the residents of District 4," end quote. Cahill faces Republican Andy Levin Turco in November for a two-year term. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Carmen Henriquez reports in the Columbia paper that it was standing room only at a July 23rd public hearing in Germantown about a proposed new ethics law. Henriquez writes that, and I quote, "many of the speakers commended the board for their efforts to put an ethics law in place," end quote, and quotes many speakers with less flattery. Pamela Wallace said, and I quote, "this law terrifies me," end quote. Speakers mentioned contradictions and omissions in the text or just disagreed with parts. Tony Albino said, and I quote, "we can all agree clearly this has serious flaws the way it stands now," end quote. The proposal is on the Germantown website under the Code of Ethics. The next public hearing on the proposed law is at 6:30 p.m. August 13th before the regular town board meeting. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that on August 8th, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed three bills into law meant to strengthen protections for survivors and victims of domestic violence. One law adds to the definition of domestic violence crimes by including economic abuse, such as identity theft, grand larceny, and coercion. The second law lets victims of domestic violence vote by mail-in ballots. And the third lets victims report abuse to any law enforcement agency, regardless of where the crime took place. Cuomo said, and I quote, "By signing these measures into law, we will broaden the legal definition of domestic violence so more abusers are held accountable, as well as empower victims to get help faster and provide them a measure of protection from their abuser when they vote," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. The Albany Times Union reports that thunderstorms blew through the Hudson Valley August 8th, knocking out power to thousands in Columbia County. 4,246 homes lost electricity, and in Rensselaer County, 832 homes were without power. The storms peaked in the late afternoon, and once they were gone, brought in pleasant temperatures without humidity. Highs are not expected to top 80 degrees all weekend, with sunny skies. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather. Watch out if you're an allergy sufferer because pollen levels are still high. Otherwise, go outside and play today. Wear yourself out and then get a good night's sleep because it's going to be nice. Temperatures start at dawn in the low 60s, reaching the lower 80s by 2 p.m. After 5 p.m., temperatures will begin to drop into the upper 50s tonight. Tomorrow looks to be very similar. Lows in the lower 50s, high of 76. Tiny chance of rain for some in the morning. Looking beyond the clouds, we see that at twilight, a conjunction will occur between Jupiter, our moon, and the big red star Antares. Current solar wind speed is 499 kilometers per second at 1.7 protons per milliliter. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Just listening to Saraya's song.
Welcome. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of Censored.
This our topic this week is mass incarceration, and I'm Kingston, here today with...
I'm T.
I'm D.
And later you're going to hear from Shahi, William, and Walter White.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
All right, so yesterday in worship we started talking about mass incarceration, and can we give our listeners a quick rundown of what mass incarceration is?
Yeah, of course. Mass incarceration is basically the large rate of imprisonment for every 100,000 people.
Also includes detention centers, mm-hmm.
jails, prisons.
Uh-huh. It's the prison industrial complex.
Yeah, federal prison. Uh-huh. All that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And we're also asking why are we talking about this?
Because it's becoming an issue. It is an issue.
Right. So, I mean, just compared in America, mm-hmm. as compared to other countries, the rate is something like 6 times higher.
Yeah, because like in other countries, the normal is 145 people per 100,000.
Okay.
In America, it's 655 people for every 100,000 people. So that's like ridiculous.
Yeah, that seems like we're in a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all have some other stats we can bring in to give an idea?
Yeah, so basically, America's population takes up 25% of the whole world.
Okay.
No, no, that's what it was.
Wait.
That's backwards, never mind. So America's population takes up 5% of the whole world. However, its prison population takes up 25% of the whole world.
Right, which is disproportionate.
Which is like... don't make no sense.
A lot of people.
Right. And specifically, so a lot of times on the radio we're picking like different topics and hoping that y'all are really into it. Mm-hmm. This is a week that y'all were really down to do mm-hmm. this topic.
Yeah.
Why is it relevant? Why
it's
are we
relevant
here?
Like everybody gets something
for
to do with
this
it.
Age right now. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Like
yeah. Everybody and plus like our youth are also a part of that mm-hmm. percentage. Mm-hmm. So like
right, so we talked a little bit about 16 and 17-year-olds used to be convicted and included with 18-year-olds and housed in the same mm-hmm. if they were convicted of certain crimes, and now that's been changed, right, with the mm-hmm. raise the age law.
Mm-hmm.
Has that... you feel like that makes some sense, right?
Yeah, that makes sense, because if you're not 18, you shouldn't be treated like you're an adult. You're not an adult, so...
Right, and that also goes to why sometimes, say, so we were talking a lot about, like, why being in on, say, a minor drug charge or something like mm-hmm. that can then result in you being in for years and years and years, because it's these collateral...
That's a whole cycle.
Like, collateral damage
it.
In some ways, okay, right? Really. Yes, please. I mean, no.
It's explain it
whole
now?
Cycle? Yeah, go
oh, yeah.
for it.
So, basically, let's say you're a minority in a low class neighborhood, right? Let's say
so low economic income. Is
yes,
that what
basically.
We're, okay.
Mm-hmm. So let's say you minority and you, let's say you were raised in like a neighborhood that's like, oh, like your mindset is if I'm not in a gang, my family is not gonna be safe or something like that. Like I'm not gonna be safe. My sister's not gonna be safe. My brother's not gonna be safe. All that,
okay.
Right. Let's say that happens and then you get associated with a gang, this, that, and the third, and then the cops come. They get all of you, someone snitches on you, you part of the gang now, you in a group now. So let's mm-hmm. say you go to a so you're on court and you're waiting in a jail, like let's say you're waiting in like Rikers Island or something, it was closed down, okay. But let's say Rikers Island, and you're waiting there waiting your trial and all that, and it takes like let's say it takes a few weeks for you to get your like
your court date
and all that.
Lucky if it takes a few weeks mm-hmm. at this point.
Even then so then even when you do, the judge ends up charging you with drugs and violence and all mm-hmm. that other stuff that you weren't really doing. But since you're associated with that gang, you're associated. You're there by association. And then, in the long run, you're sent to a private-owned prison. And then they give you more penalties on top of penalties on top of penalties. And that increases your time there. Mm-hmm. And the more time you're there, of course, the more your life you're wasting away. And then those private prisons will sell those like buildings mm-hmm. off to people, and the more people they have in those prisons, the more it's worth.
Right.
So they're keeping you there for money, basically. They're selling you off like a slave.
Right. Which, in some ways, is what we're talking about is mass incarceration being mm-hmm. a new method of slavery in mm-hmm. some ways. Right.
Definitely.
Ooh. So heavy thing to land on that. And I'd like to take just a short break so that we can come back and collect ourselves around where we go with mass incarceration being the new slavery. So let's take a break with a juicy radio edit, unfortunately, by the Notorious B.I.G.
Dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. You know. I'm a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. Yeah. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know. Sega Genesis, when I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Let the beat down in the house. Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
I see you.
Yeah.
That was Juicy by Biggie Smalls. And we're back talking about mass incarceration. And the last question we left on was, or the last idea we left on, is mass incarceration being the new slavery. And the reason we want to hold that idea, well, we don't want to just say that, okay, so people were convicted of crimes, so that's why you're in jail. No. Actually, jail's supposed to be this intermediary holding place, right? So, Devin, would you did some research.
Yeah.
Can give us some numbers?
Gotcha. So, like, 731,000 people are in jails, right?
Mm-hmm.
This holding place. 612,000 people are held in jails for local authorities, right?
Okay.
So out of those 612,000 people, 462,000 are not convicted of anything, and only 149,000 are convicted.
So why are there 462,000 people being held when they've not been convicted? Like, there's a right to a speedy trial. There's a right to have a court date to be able to speak with a lawyer. And, like, none of these things are really happening. We've had the story of Khalif Browder that we talked about in prison, being in jail for a book bag that he didn't really steal and then didn't get a court date.
Of course.
And was stuck in Rikers and killed himself.
What happened to innocence proved and guilty? What happened to that?
Like, we don't get that.
The
Black
system's
people
all
don't seem to get that.
They don't.
Yeah. Right.
Like, out of those 462,000 people who aren't convicted, I'm pretty sure most of the people were in jail for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's where supposedly prison is supposed to, like, actually, like, where you're actually supposed to be in prison if you're convicted of the crime, right? And we've got some numbers on prisons, because let's not get it mixed up or twisted that, like, jails are not the same thing as prisons. Yeah. So, like, yeah, it might seem like a small number when they're saying there's a 713,000 people in jail. Yeah, it is a small number. What's this number?
1,306,000 people are in state prisons.
Yep.
That's something else.
And most of them are private owned, so I'll let you know that.
Right, and it's making money off of bodies again. That's why mass incarceration hasn't gone away, why it's just increasing. It's ways to still make
money for the rich.
Money
for
the rich and money off of brown bodies, right? Because that's what's happening with mass incarceration increasing. Devin, you were saying mass incarceration is increasing right now because we've also got, like, the detention centers that are happening that are part of this. Right, the immigration crackdown, like ICE and all of that. It's another way to hold bodies.
Basically.
It's another route of what America's kind of been made up of.
That's where the income comes from. Mm-hmm. Sad enough.
Oh, right. You've got, Devin just gave me this number. Thank you. Immigration detention center, 61,000 people. And that's not, and we haven't even really totally talked about 46,000 youth locked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does that do?
That is basically, so let's say, like I was talking about before about the gang stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're associated by this, that, and the third. Like, let's say you go to a school, right? And you and your friends are all wearing the same color shirt or, like, some bandana or something or some item that's the
same
color.
I'm sorry, you're talking, like, mean girls, white girls getting to wear pink
that
to school
kind of thing.
And that's not a gang?
Mm-hmm, that's not a gang, right?
Okay, that's not a gang.
But for some reason, in Webster Dictionary, the definition of gang is a group of people or youth or young people that are socially out of the norm, which is, like, that's...
Or wait, isn't the Webster's Dictionary actually, like, just a group of people who are socially out of the norm? Right?
Yeah.
It's that, like, layering over of social media and Google and what words have become that make it, like, youth who are engaged in negative behavior. Like, no, a gang is a group of people, it's gotten criminalized, right?
It usually gets criminalized when we see minorities and brown people, like, then when it's a Caucasian person wearing the same color, it's like, oh, they're just, like, the same color.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Which, yes. Okay. I was going to say that also speaks to the larger thing of the criminalization of blackness itself, of brown people.
Anyway, if you're not white, you're criminalized because...
Right.
Just because.
Right, and we, in workshop with William and Shahi, also... talked about when they see us, right?
When they see us.
When they see us.
Mm-hmm.
And can you all
guess
the little bit?
Yes, so I personally had watched like a minute and 30 seconds of the clip, or like the first episode or whatever, and I could not finish it because, like, it's like you have to have a certain mindset to watch that. I feel like as a black person, you kind of be like, duh, that's the reality of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really have a certain mindset to be like, I'm going to watch this. And I'm going to see it. Like, you see these little kids, like, you see them from they're little, and, like, they grow up in jail, and it's like, and so much stuff happens, and it's like, okay. So you have a certain mindset that you really have to watch it, I feel.
Yeah. to not be sort of triggered into your own states. Because that's
definitely.
Yeah, because there's fear, right?
Definitely.
Like, okay. Y'all, this has been really excellent conversation. And I appreciate y'all. And we have so much more we can talk about because this goes into a lot we were talking about yesterday in terms of why black bodies are criminalized as opposed to and thought of as terrorist versus lone wolf shootings, which has come alive with El Paso and the Dayton shootings.
Oh yeah,
recently.
Mass shootings are also another topic.
Right, so we're talking about that as well, and then we're also talking about like mass incarceration in relation to mental health as well, in terms of involuntary commitment and whether or not people should be getting health and self-determination in that. So we're going to keep these sorts of conversations going, and we're going to take a break with Locked Up by Akon featuring Styles P and the news. So, T&D, thank you very much for an excellent conversation.
No problem.
We'll be back.
Locked up, they won't let me out. And I had a long day in court, stress me out. Won't give me a bail, it can't get me out. Now I'm headed to the county, gotta do a bid here. I'm used to living luxurious, I don't wanna live here. The walls is gray, the clothes is orange. The phones is broke, the food is garbage. A lot of niggas is living with these circumstances. SP's the same, I still murk your manses. Drug money, the rap money, work advances. Ran and told I should've murked the Kansas. Got popped for a murder attempt. Knocked me on D block when I was burning the hemp. Had a brick in the stash, hope they don't take it to a further extent. Locked up and they won't let me out. When I hit my cell block, know the threat be out.
I'm steady trying to find the motive. Why do what I do? And freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration, cops patrolling, and now they done stop me and I get locked up. They won't let me out, they won't let me out. Locked up, they won't let me out, no. They won't let me out, locked up. Town to Rio, back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire, from the covers dressed as fiends. Making so much money, products moving fast. Put away the stash, and as I sold the last bag, down and got locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. Locked up. They won't let me out. No.
Now that I'm locked up, I rep two sets, so I'ma ride or die and stay deep locked up. Two toothbrushes up, whoever wanted would pee. When I walk by, get up, cause I'm locked up, they can't get me out. I smoke a stick of when they stress me out. Go and hit the bar when the wrecks be out. Can't wait for the day when they let me out.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. Cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But still I'm here locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. No.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County lawmakers are considering legislation to ban polystyrene or styrofoam countywide. Cairo Representative Republican William Lawrence has been working on the legislation for several years and believes the timing is now right to take action. He said, and I quote, "Originally, the bill for styrofoam focused on chain stores, but I think it's time we do away with it," end quote. Lawrence worked with former U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Regional Administrative Judith Ink on the latest version of the law. Ink, a Cairo native, made a presentation on the proposal to the Greene County Legislature August 7th. Ulster, Albany, and Suffolk counties, as well as New York City, have already banned styrofoam, Ink said. She said, and I quote, "I think we should remind everyone that we want to keep Greene County green," end quote. Ink said restaurants can switch to alternative materials for takeout containers, such as aluminum or cardboard, adding that many businesses have already made the transition. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said a concern that county officials had when they last considered the idea of a polystyrene ban was the expense of alternative products. Legislation Chairman Patrick Linger agreed. Linger is a Republican, and he represents New Baltimore. He said, and I quote, "How much regulation can we put on local businesses if it's going to be a hardship? If it happens on a state level, it's an even playing field," end quote. No action was taken on the proposed ban, but legislators were asked to review the document. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, John Patrick Maloney, and Paul Tonko joined more than 200 of their fellow House Democrats in signing a letter urging Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring senators back from recess to vote on two gun control bills following the El Paso and Dayton mass shootings. The letter read, and I quote, "We know background checks save lives. Everyday background checks stop more than 170 felons and 50 domestic abusers from getting a gun," end quote. The bill would increase the time for criminal background checks and would require a gun dealer to conduct a background check before two people are able to transfer ownership of a gun. The Democrat-led House passed both measures in February. Maloney, a Cold Spring Democrat and member of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, said in a press release August 8th that he is calling on McConnell and Senate Republicans to, and I quote, "find the courage to do what's right," end quote, and approve the bills. And I quote, "anything less is negligence," end quote. Read the full story at The Fray. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Dutchess County Legislature is expected to establish an animal abuse registry and approve legislation that would regulate the tethering of animals. Both measures were passed by the legislature's Government Service Committee this week and are expected to be voted on by the full legislature August 12th. The tethering law will regulate when and how long a dog could be tied up outside in inclement weather. Government Services Chairman Will Truitt said during the next legislative session in Albany, there will be a push to establish a statewide animal abuse registry to provide the communication between counties about anyone with a history of animal abuse. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the Daily News. State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins is now calling out Governor Andrew M. Cuomo for the unfulfilled promise to create a state ammunition database, once a key part of the 2013 SAFE Act. While the governor spent the week touting the legislation, he managed to sidestep questions about the delayed database, which led Stewart-Cousins to challenge the administration feet-dragging. She said, and I quote, "My conference has continuously led the way on smart gun laws. We certainly think that this database should get done quickly, and with California figuring out the technology, there should be no more reason for delay," end quote. Beau Duffy, a spokesman for the New York State Police, said getting the database up and running is a priority, but a tricky process. Duffy noted that the differences between the systems that gun sellers use in California and New York pose an infrastructure issue for integrating a state database for ammunition sales. Cuomo senior advisor Rich Arzapati said Stuart Cousins is welcome to craft legislation if she thinks of a way to speed up the process. He said, and I quote, "If the majority leader has a better way, we would review any bills she has, but we haven't seen any," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I know they prayed on my downfall.
They what?
I know they prayed on my downfall. On R10, yeah, I stood tall. They so disloyal, show them how to boil. Go get a thermometer for the pot. I need just be it cooked right. Let's keep that water 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You ever been inside a federal courtroom? Homie, you ever went to trial and fought for your life? Being broke did something to my spirit. Asked so many to plug me, they act like they couldn't hear me. Look at me not driving German engineering. You don't want your baby mama. Mama, keep them near me. Kilroy, remember when I used to use your L's to hit the road, hit the O and make them big boy sales? Move, remember when you had them green things mailed with vacuum seals, trying not to have them green things smell? Feds was on me. What you know about related through money? I don't know nothing. I just used to see them walk to the Coney. I be with women. My body count go from Persian to Cody. Any further questions, you could take that up with the lawyer. I hit up Finkel J Money, Brimo Low Project. Joe will tell you every day before school I sold a half boat. How you think I won best dressed with no support and had them paid lawyers coming in and out of court? Hey, Wando, ATO, ain't it a blessing? We made it out Kentucky after all that happened. After the pre-trials, after the status, after them impact statements, after the castle. Hey, JR, ain't it a blessing? We made it out of Lansing after all that happened. After Michigan State, after Hubbard, when our mans told on us, them bands they took from us. Joy Road, but the money long is 6 mile, brick mile. Knock your echo down, pick her up, knock her back down, pull her tracks out. Yes, I slap girl, yes, I slap dog, yes, I slap loud. Yes, I slap them in his mans if they act out. Yes, I caught cases on the road with them hitters, bro. Off me if I snitch, cause if you snitch, I'm gonna hit you. Spent a lot of time on the yard with them gorillas, stood tall, ain't let nobody touch me, quit being silly. I know for a fact your chick can make a mess for my dogs, cause we do it better, plus we doing better. Better than y'all. I'm at home when I'm down there in Lexington, dog. About the king, they gon' drop you in. Who next to you, dog? Unsaid little T, get ahead of them boys. When you take off, I'll look back and try to rescue them boys. You kill his mans to make sure you get the rest of them boys. Don't let them get the best of you, just get the revenue, boy.
Let's get it.
So let me know what you can handle. Okay, come grab it. Here goes some extra, so if I'm busy, you can manage. Fiends happy, bling dancing, needing $60 salary. Get it there and back, tell the feds I need a challenge. My first offer was 30 years, not a day lower. Told the prosecutor, holla at me when she sober. On parole, I'm a felon. You think I ain't got that blower? Yeah, you right, bro. Take his whole head off his shoulder. You hear me? Hit the rollie stove with the rollie on. Who was our getaway car? Jag portfolio. You hear me? Hey, I heard I had some sneak dishes. Whoever feeling hot, that AR got a heat sensor. Cuz said don't entertain them hungry bums. I wish I would pay attention to these homeless bums. Don't call my phone. I don't want to do no soul with none. And tell your chick to tighten up before I bone her, bro. I don't know you snitches. I don't want to know you. You ain't tell on me, but you gon' make me wanna blow you. Free my dog, Perico, that boy was in there tripping. Blow the smile off your face, I catch you out here slipping. Boy, I can't trust you with that strap if you ain't got no bodies. Boy, I can't take you on no lick if you ain't robbed nobody. You ain't no shooter, you can't do that hit without no molly. I came home and had them all wetter than Kalahari. 30 months ago, bet they ain't think that I was coming home. I hear you shout out to them freaks that I've been coming on. Get them to the crib, bust them down, then it's running long. This SK, it get to shaking like it's something wrong. 30 bands two times, watch this money clone. The feds say my name hot like when the oven on. Sick, I came home to my little brother gone. Everybody looking for me, pull up in the scuddies on. Who said I'm a snitch? You just heard a lot from him. Better check the black and white, that paperwork of off for him. Zero toleration for that boy, take his life from him. He don't want that pistol play, okay, I'll Tyson him. I ain't hear from different when I had them blues on. So soon as you done blowing, put your shoes on. I'm on parole in two states, I can't move wrong. The feds trying to build a case, I can't move wrong. I went went to trial back to back. Yeah, I'm 2-0. State of Kentucky banned me from Mary Jury stuff. See, I can't even be in public with my hoodie
take
on.
That off.
Michigan State don't want them here. They don't know what he on. I know they prayed on my downfall.
I already know that.
I know they prayed on my downfall. On our 10, y'all stood tall.
On 10 toes.
They so disloyal, show them how to ball.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Okay. Walter White in the building?
Yeah.
Shahi in the building.
XXX tentacles.
Oh, man, here we go again.
Oh, you are also just listening to First Day Out by T Grizzly.
Love that song. Great song.
Great song.
Such a great song. So
sorry, you know,
like, it has a great beat. Everything he says mostly clean.
It's true. That's what's good about it. It's true.
Yeah. It just flows, like.
Yeah, I like how it's very touching in the beginning, you know, and then it out of nowhere, it just gets real serious.
His boy JR.
Yeah, I like how it's very, like, in the beginning is a ballad and it's like real touching, but then like it gets real serious, like, you know, on the drop.
Hey, JR,
that's one of my favorite
parts
about that song, and I like the video too when he had when he was fresh out, the county jumpsuit, the orange suit. You know, you can't have no swag in that suit. I don't care who you are.
Man.
I don't care who you are. There's
just
no way
work.
To make that suit look swaggy.
No matter what shoes you wearing, it just doesn't work. It doesn't matter.
You just can't pull that off, you know?
You can't even, you can have a match game with it. It just won't work. Just won't work out for you.
Yeah.
I don't get how you could take that off.
But he was speaking on some real facts about how, like, he was in there, he was innocent, and he was around, like, a bunch of killers and stuff like that. And that's how jail is. Like, they'll have you around they'll have you playing chess with, like, lifers. Mm. And you won't even be you might not even be sentenced yet in some places. It's really dangerous. It's a dangerous place, you know what I'm saying?
You could get killed before you even get sentenced.
Exactly.
A line that called me, he was like, these dudes playing on my downfall.
Yeah, that goes on a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta know how to overcome that. You know what I mean? People praying on your downfall. That's gonna happen outside of jail too.
Stay on your grind.
Woo. Bop. Nas One. You don't know about this? This an old school Nas right here. It's called One Love. It's a song about him on a phone call with one of his friends, and he's basically just telling him, like, everything that's happening outside in the world, stuff that I wouldn't be focused on, but, you know, it's a jail conversation, so if I was locked up, I wouldn't really care about the outside world, because it's like, I can't do anything out there.
I kind of would, just to, like, know, like, what you're missing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even want to know. Just let me do my time and then come home.
And come out and find out. Find out for yourself. You'd be like,
But he was on the phone basically telling his friend, you know, everything that's going on. Things that's going on with his girl, his kid, what he's seeing in the neighborhood, how things are changing now that he's gone, you know?
Yeah, like.
And this song was like one of the first songs that really like made me pay attention to like people. It really opened me up to like how you lose out when you go to jail, and how the people who you left behind, how they also lose out.
Yeah, like,
because you can be doing time, but your friends and family, they're doing time. They're not physically in there with you, but they're doing time with you mentally because they miss you and stuff like that. You did?
Yeah, you're not there. It's a whole new void that needs to be filled.
But yeah, that was gonna go into my question. What changes after the time in jail, and what happens when you're out of jail? Because, like, your family, like, relationships.
That's really hard to say, because it's like, it doesn't really rehabilitate everyone. It doesn't. Some people come out worse than when they went in.
And also, some of the family effects of that. I've got your answer to your question. At least 2.7 million children have at least one parent in prison currently. They'll have higher behavior issues while the children there.
I agree.
And, yeah. The higher behavior issues, physical health and mental health issues, dropout rates, and incarceration rates. So they're also likely to go to prison after their parents, like, just because they weren't around. So they'll kind of pick up on some of the stuff that's in the street, and they'll think that they have to, you know, do stuff like sell drugs around them just to...
True.
And like, and children also often end up homeless or in foster care. So yeah, those are just some of the facts.
Yeah, you know, like it has a big impact on kids, like when their parents go away. You know, like they're taken out of their comfort zone. Their parents are gone, and then it's like, I don't know. It's a whole nother thing I could get into about like visitation. Like, and kids going on visitations to see their parents in the jail, and you know what I mean? But I don't want to get too deep. But, like, yes, yeah, it has a really bad, like, big impact on the kids.
With, like, that, like, if your parents, one of your parents are in jail, like, some kids, they tend to look to the streets as, like, my parents are in jail.
As the figure.
The streets are my family.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, though. Some people, they come out of prison and they are rehabilitated. Yeah. I've seen it, but it's, you know, it's rare. It's rare. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't come out and change, though, but they still the same way or even worse.
Some people
get out. But there's people that went in, they have their education now. You know, some of them, I ain't going to say no names, but they my coworkers even. They doing good now, you know?
That's great. Yeah, like some people.
And they're giving back. You know, to the community. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, like some people like go into prison with this mindset, like, yeah, nothing can break me. Then they come out, they're like, yo, I just did some time. Like, I can't go back. But then there are some that just go back to their old habits and they're back, you know, they're selling drugs.
Yeah, like
they're back with the homies shooting music.
They didn't learn anything. Those are the ones that it didn't help. Those are the people that it didn't help, you know?
Yeah, and
well, that was Nas, One Love, instrumental.
Instrumental.
Great song, by the way.
Great song.
So, like, I was gonna say that when, like, when you do go to jail and all this, that some people are rehabilitated and come out. Some people come out nicer.
Yeah.
I guess you could say changed.
Yeah.
All honesty, I feel like they're not, like, changed, but, like, they hide it in a parade, however you say it.
So you feel like when they get out, they're just playing, like, they change, but they're really the same?
Yeah, but, like, truly, like, you could, like, I feel like flashbacks, I guess you could say, like, someone could trigger, say something, and it triggers flashbacks, like, to them, like, getting broken.
And that's another thing. Some people that go into prison that are put inside solitary, sometimes they get PTSD, which some of you might not know, post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, you sort of get those, like, those moments, like, and have, like, panic attacks sometimes. You can't breathe, or you're remembering things from the past that happened that were sort of traumatizing to you, and you just can't get over that, and so it's stuck with you.
It's a fact.
Another fact is incarceration is also shown to lead to, like, heart disease and, like, other diseases such as cardiovascular, like, problems and with your heart, weight gain, cancer.
Oh, so, like, I don't get, like, putting a person in solitary confinement.
Well, it's different because sometimes they ask to be because they don't want to deal with some of the fighting and all the other things that go on.
Yeah,
they
want to
have themselves centered from that stuff so they're not end up dead. But
Okay, yeah.
End up dead.
That's true, but like for the people that don't, I feel like me personally, if that was me, I would like go insane.
Like, I mean,
you mean
most
like
do.
If you were in solitary confinement, you had to do like the remaining of your sentence in there, you probably wouldn't make it. You said
most
you
do
probably, yeah. But like
most just decide to
I mean,
end it.
There's things you yeah. could do like. I mean, I've never been in solitary confinement, but I feel like if it was to happen to me, I probably would, like, pray a lot.
Yeah, you just know? To, like, yeah. make it through.
Keep my sanity.
Probably. Know? I would try
and,
to.
I would try to read as much as possible. You know, take your mind off of things. I don't know if they even let you read. And I don't even know. Like,
I would try to become a better person.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, but, like, it doesn't always work. You can't force it on someone either. Gotta jump up on the ops, man. I know where they be. I rock the plug, he was selling when he's sleeping. Low with these drug Percocets, I be fitting. I'm praying to the Lord, but I'm living like a demon. Glizzy on it, man. I use it for protection. Drunk up in the club, don't you come up in my section. Promoters really scared. Every show we be red. Cash and tape up on the murder scene. If you can't get dead. Straight to the doctor. My son and he calling me Papa. King of the jungle, they call me Mufasa. They say a chopper, you ain't stepping, man. That nigga must be crazy. I watch the nose like a snotty face, yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah. Still got it on me, right? I'm getting no probation. I'm screaming, just don't touch, and you know I'm beating cases. I'm shaving, I'ma stick them up. See it in me every time. Screaming up, glove, I never buy red and white. Shine my eye against I never die. Surgeon with this chopper, man. I'm trying to take it in the brain. Play with me, I sent it to the head. Josh, but I love Toad and Drake. Somebody get on whack. Then I move to another state. Got a bucket list for the ops. Who I'm gonna kill today? Sitting up in court, I could look in her face. I can never do right, keep on making mistakes. And I rose to the light from a sunken place. Yeah, yeah. Everybody rise. Top shot, done daughter. Got the balls, everybody dies. And I see the top shot. Mama say, why did you grow up this way? I can never do right, keep on making mistakes. Mama say, why did you grow up this way?
You were just listening to Free Young Boy by NLE Choppa. Mm-hmm. And the reason I picked that song is because one of our fellow rappers and African-American citizens were arrested by police officers because, you know, he was supposedly caught with drugs, and there were other claims that I don't know personally, but he was arrested, and everybody just wants him to come home, and yeah, Free Young Boy, yo. Mm.
It's the first time I ever heard that song. It's pretty cool, though. Sorry. You said it was by NLE Chopper?
NLE Chop.
Okay.
Love 14, used to say we love. Scrimmage, swear that I did it, I do it, I does it,
Trippy Red, Love Scars. We come into the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Yeah. A shout out.
Also, shout out to our sound engineer Kingston. Shout
Thank
out to
y'all.
The other sound engineer Shahi.
Yep.
Shout out to our studio audience. Shout out to the Catskill and Youth Huts and Clubhouses. And a big thank you to Wayfarm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Uh-huh. And
I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin Free Will. And did you do your 12 to 18? Did we do that?
If
did we? I don't.
Okay,
no,
so
no, we didn't.
Yeah, do that.
If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for Radio Workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Fridays at 5 p.m. We're listening to Rikers Island by Kool G.
I would just like to give a shout out to my mom and my favorite color, green.
All right, awesome.
Really?
And
like right now? Oh, wait.
Yes.
And also, I'd like to remind you to have a good weekend. Peace.
All right.
Have a nice time.
Till next time.
Just to hear the name, it makes your spine tingle. This is a jungle with a murderer's mangle. This ain't a place of crowded, but it's room for you. Whether you're white or you're black, you be black and blue. Cause in every cell block, there is a hard rock with a real nice device that's called a sock lock. Don't ever get caught in a crime, my friend, cause this bus trip is not to Avengers End. They have a nice warm welcome for new inmates. Razors and shanks and sharp edge plates. Posse's will devour punk with power. After the shower, it's rush hour. So watch your back before you get sacked. There's a bunch of maniacs that's about to attack. If you're a hustling bro, keep a low profiling, cause you won't be smiling on Rackers Allen. Like Elvis do the jailhouse rock. You might be
smiling on Rackers Island.